Greetings, humans. You have entered the Command Zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is our Shadows over Innistrad? Spoiler! It's
Holy
here!
Cow. Wow!
We're back on the train, baby.
That was a good tie-in for the Carmen Sandiego thing.
That was a great tie-in. I'd like to thank my parents for believing in me and for the Academy.
Wait, did we win something?
Yeah, we won a spoiler. We have a Shadows over Innistrad spoiler, everybody.
We're back on the spoiler train, everybody.
How's it going? You guys are listening to a special short episode of The Command Zone. I'm your host, Jimmy Wong.
How's it? It's Josh Lee Kwai.
And like we've already said three times now, we have a Shadows over Innistrad spoiler, and it's super exciting.
It's really awesome, and what's even more awesome is if you're watching the video right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be the first people to ever watch a fully animated spoiler reveal.
Woohoo!
So Jeffrey Palmer from Living Cards MTG has animated our spoiler card. So without further ado, and if you're just listening to this, we'll read the whole card, but you're going to miss the animation part because we're going to play the animation right now.
All right, for those of you listening at home, the card is Second Harvest. It is a perfect commander card as far as I can
tell.
It's
very good.
Yeah, for two green, it's an instant. It reads, for each token you control, put a token onto the battlefield that's a copy of that permanent. And the flavor text, the cornfields promise a good yield this season. Radwick, farmer of Gatstaff.
That was a good farmer voice. Yeah. He sounded like the guy from Diablo.
Oh, Deckard?
Yeah.
Or what's his name? Yeah.
Yeah, Deckard. Deckard Cain.
Come here, traveler.
Greetings, traveler.
Greetings. Yeah, that's what he says. I played so much of that game. But Second Harvest, holy crap. It's an instant.
That's the first thing that jumped out at me. It's an instant. So it's 4 mana total, again, for an instant. For each token you control, put a token onto the battlefield that's a copy of that permanent.
For 4 mana, too. That's...
it's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, every token deck wants this thing.
Yeah, if you're not...
it's 4 mana, so you don't even have to copy 80 tokens. If you copy 4 tokens, that's great.
Yeah, especially because you don't want to necessarily play this on turn 4. That's not the point.
Yeah, because on turn 4, you probably don't have a lot of tokens.
Yeah, you want to make a bunch of tokens, and you want to instantly copy them at the end of someone's end step, and this just feels like value heaven.
Yeah, because they'll have pseudo-haste, right?
Mm-hmm.
You copy them on the end step before your turn. It looks like you're not that scary. All of a sudden, you have twice as much stuff as it looked like you had. You only had to leave four mana open.
Yeah, not to mention, like, it's a token. It's not even a token creature. It's very specifically a token. So we'll get into how you can, like, do really cool things with this card. I'm very surprised because they usually don't print this kind of ability at instant speed.
Yeah, the instant part is the first thing I think that jumped out at both of us, which is like, holy crap, it's an instant.
It's pretty unbelievable, honestly. I think the power level is definitely pushed a little bit because this isn't going to have a huge splash in standard, I don't think, at least I don't know, or limited necessarily. Actually, in limited, it could be really powerful.
Just depends if there's a dedicated token deck. Like, think of like Modern Masters 2015, how the green-white token deck was very good.
Right.
This card was probably totally playable in that archetype if you had a good version of the deck.
Holy
so
moly.
If that exists in limited Shadows over Innistrad, maybe.
Yeah, well, Spider Spawning was certainly a deck.
Yeah.
But at that point, if you resolved Spider Spawning, you were pretty much on your way
to
victory.
You didn't need to double your tokens most of the time.
Yeah.
But it's possible. But for sure in our format, I like how you pointed out that it's not just token creatures, because that's something that I missed at first.
Yeah.
And this set has some tokens that aren't creatures.
Yeah, most notably clues.
Right, so there's a bunch of cards that create clues, which are tokens, artifact tokens that go onto the battlefield, and the token says, pay 2, sacrifice this artifact, draw a card. So
sweet.
There's a bunch of things that like say, do this, make a clue, and you have like a couple clues sitting around on the battlefield. Well, when you play Second Harvest, you also make duplicates of those clues.
Yeah, which seems really good because having those clue tokens around just means that you can draw a card with extra mana at any time. Making a bunch of those is awesome. Not to mention, it's not you don't target a specific token with Second Harvest. Everything gets a Second Harvest. So your creatures, your tokens, everything that is a token, you get another copy of it, which is pretty insane to me.
Yeah, it works really well with the Eldrazi spawns and the Eldrazi scions.
essentially you're doubling the mana you could potentially have. So I could see this being in ramp decks.
Yeah, if you're making a bunch of spawns and scions, like in Mazurek, I have a Mazurek deck, which is, by the way, very bad, but it needs tweaks. But this would definitely go in there because, yeah, there's a lot of times where I look down and I'm like, well, I have four scions and three spawns, and it'd be like, boom, that's like doubling your mana.
Yeah, you get to play something like Kozilek or Ulamog on turn six,
yeah.
You know, which is pretty insane considering you're doing it from creature-based ramp, which is always impressive.
Omnath, the new yep. Omnath, Titania, they both make 5/5 and 5/3 elementals respectively. Omnath seems really good because you have these turns. We have a decent Omnath deck in our playgroup. Well, there'll be these turns where the player makes 5 or 6
mm-hmm.
5/5s. And then if, you know, on the end step before their next turn, they could double that. That could be game ending rather than just like, uh-oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Arachnogenesis is a card that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Commander. It's the Spider Fog. Not only are you getting a ton of spiders, but if you play Arachnogenesis and this and then block, you get twice as many blockers.
That's insane. What's the other one? There's a board wipe that makes 4/4s, and then all of your 4/4s. It makes a 4/4 for each creature on the table, and then all your 4/4s fight their each one of their creatures. What's
oh, right.
It called?
Is it Azuri's Predation, I
believe? Azuri's Predation. Yeah. That can make, like, you know, if there's 20 other creatures on the battlefield, it can make 20 4/4s.
Yeah, which is pretty insane. That's a 13-mana combo.
Whatever, TDH, man.
5 green symbols.
Mono green. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
But that is a very possible thing that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, Azuri, who is on Azuri's Predation, loves this because, you know, if you do a bunch of tokens with power 2 or less, you get a ton of experience counters. It's a really easy way to ramp the experience counters from him without having to... Because a lot of token generators are like X and green, put this into the battlefield, but this just doubles what you already have. So it scales extraordinarily well.
Yeah. It's also good with some cards that aren't making a million tokens, but are going to make a few, like Wurmcoil Engine.
Yes.
Avenger of Zendikar, well, that makes a million. That's a good one.
Reform, which is one of my favorite cards in my Marchesa deck.
Yep.
Just, I mean, like, getting another Reform with her ability is broken enough. Getting another, any of the tokens that it makes is
make
just
more
as
tokens,
powerful.
Too, because, yeah, because yeah, they'll have the same text as the token.
Yeah. I think Prosh definitely loves
this. Oh, Prosh. Oh, gosh.
Prosh is
oh,
going
Prosh,
to town
oh gosh.
With this guy. Oh, Prosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. That's what we should say every time that guy enters the battlefield, because it gets progressively worse.
It really does.
And now with this card, I mean, you make so much mana in Prosh already, you're going to just be generating a ton of value and probably going infinite faster than you normally would. Who knows?
There's also, you know, obviously paired with things like Purphoros, mm-hmm. very, very good.
Aura Shards.
Ogre Battle Driver is another one. Giving it haste, so Concordant Crossroads, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it does have, it's instant speed. That's why we're freaking out with the instant part, because you can sort of get virtual haste that way, right? Because
yeah,
the
exactly.
end step before your turn basically means that when you untap, they have haste, and it gives your opponents only a small window to wipe the board rather than an entire rotation of the table.
Yeah, not to mention, a lot of times you'll have a board that even if you drop a Crater Hoof, you're not going to be able to kill everyone.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you can surprise, get this out there, double the number of tokens you have, all of a sudden you've got an army with the Crater Hoof that would otherwise not have been, I guess, as lethal. Like, maybe you could take out one player, but now with Second Harvest, you can take out 4 players.
Yeah, I mean, 4 mana is so cheap. So you can just, you can do it. I would expect this effect to cost more like 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. And be sorcery speed.
Yeah, maybe 5 in sorcery speed.
Maybe it means that that Wizards is looking out for the commander player because it's pretty good.
Obviously, all the normal token cards like Doubling Season, Parallel Lives, that kind of stuff are going to be really, really good with this card. I mean, any deck you have that's concentrated on making tokens,
mm-hmm.
you know, is going to want this card.
Yeah, unless you're not in green, which would kind of be silly. But
I mean, you're probably in green because they're like the best token color. I guess white's up there, but... Yeah, that's the only thing I could say. I mean, if you're making tokens, this card's going in that deck.
Yeah. I'm very excited for Shadows Over Innistrad so far. We're in the middle of spoiler season, so we'll have our episode talking about the rest of the spoilers when the whole set is out. But currently, it looks like, I mean, it's a great mix of flavor and cards for all formats and stuff like Second Harvest.
It looks really, really cool. I'm excited. All new sets are very exciting. The big sets mm-hmm. are particularly exciting. This one has some cool mechanics, some new stuff. I've already seen cards for about half my decks.
Yeah.
So,
which is always a great feeling because we haven't even gotten to the uncommons yet, and there are usually a couple of gems in there as well.
Yep. Excited for draft. Excited for limited.
Yeah. And for all you tribal players out there, oh my goodness, you are getting a buffet of new cards to put into your vampire decks, your human decks, across the board, werewolves, all that.
Gonna be sweet.
Yeah, gonna be very, very sweet.
For our To the Listeners question, in reference to Second Harvest, what are some awesome combos and synergies you see for the card, and which of your decks are dying to have it?
And if you say a card that's a deck that's not a token deck, I would really like to see why.
Or something that's not making token creatures. That's really exciting to me, the fact that this doubles the non-creature tokens.
Yeah. If you're making a lot of gold tokens, which you can sack to make to add any color mana to your mana pool, let me know, because I would like to see that deck.
I would like to see that deck list.
Seems very interesting.
Okay.
It's a short episode this time around, but we have our regular episodes on Tuesdays, so make sure you guys tune into that. But please tweet at us at CommandCast or email us, CommandCast@RocketJump.com. We'd love to see what you guys come up with for this card. I'm sure that we missed some kind of really cool interaction out there, and I'm very excited to see what you guys come up with.
Big thanks to Jeffrey Palmer for doing the animated version of our spoiler card. In fact, Terry, let's play that right now one more time.
Boom.
Speaking of Terry, Terry Robertson is our editor. Thank you. Good job, Terry.
Thank you for editing the show. Terry's coming out to LA soon, which is very exciting. We'll get to get some real games in with him.
Yeah, he doesn't play a lot of Commander, or hasn't yet. He's familiar with Magic. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll get him into Commander, and maybe we can get him on the show editing his own voice, which will annoy him, I can tell you from personal experience.
Our sister podcast for the show is the Masters of Modern. You can follow them at the MMCast on Twitter. Make sure you guys check out their podcast, especially as we go into Shadows Over Innistrad. I'm sure they will have lots of really cool things to talk about with the new spoiler season and with what cards are going to be great fits for Modern.
All right, everybody. We will see you on Tuesday for our regularly scheduled full episode. Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Thank you for your attention. For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter at JF Wong and at Josh Lee Kwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.